open phones next hour. Huge news blitz coming up. We'll check in with We Are Change Phoenix. And owner's Hancock, talk show host in his own right. We'll be talking to him about what they're doing to expose Obama with the Obama deception. And I'm going to give out the number to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. They filed a false copyright claim saying I couldn't show a news article on my radio/TV show on the web connection, the video, of their article attacking me. Asinine. I don't have time to sue you jackasses. You already implied I made the guy murder cops when it was a lie, and I put up with that. And then I come out and defend myself, and you come in and try to crush my free speech, responding to you? Boy, I tell you, I could eat your lunch in court, you bastards. But I just want you to get a hold of YouTube and have the Alex Jones channel turned back on that millions of people, tens and tens and tens of millions of people, were waking up from. Shame on you, and shame on YouTube. That's coming up. Right now, let's go to Shadow in Pennsylvania, then Robert, Mike, Michael, and others. Go ahead, Shadow.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I spoke with one of the census takers yesterday. I spied her across the street. She just got done doing my house. I took a couple digital photos of her. I got a close-up of her. She was carrying what looked like a mail bag, but it says U.S. Census Bureau across it. She had a little GPS unit in hand. I went up to her. I said, excuse me, can you tell me why the government needs the GPS coordinates of my front door and everybody else's in the next 90 days? She looked at me with, shocked. She's like, how did you know what I was doing? I said, you didn't answer my question.
Oh, my God, he knows how to think. He knows how to read. Al-Qaeda, she gets on the radio. I've got Al-Qaeda. They know how to read. He talked. He knows how to talk. He hasn't taken his Prozac. Oh, God, he can talk.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's quite all right. So then I asked her, I said, don't you think it's a little dangerous that the Census Bureau now reports directly to Rahm Emanuel? And I said, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? She said, to be honest with you, I don't know why, but I have to ask again, how did you know? It's not mainstream news. It's not public knowledge. I said, Infowars.com. I said, she wrote your website down on a piece of paper.
And then she
gave me the opportunity to opt out, quote, if I did not want my GPS coordinates. I said, well, you already did my house. She said, no, it's not finalized. We did even numbers one day. We're doing odd numbers today. It's not finalized.
Look, she was just telling you that because she was intimidated. Look. They're doing it so the SWAT teams know where to go. That's one of the dual uses.
I made a whole new list on that one. But, I just wanted to keep you and all your listeners informed. They themselves have no idea why they're doing what they're doing.
Well, I keep getting emails saying we're making it up. They're out with GPS. And actually, if you Google do it right now for folks on screen at prisonplanet.tv on the radio, you can listen. Google census takers GPS hit news. I mean, you'll get scores of articles. But again, knowing how to read an article is now considered Al-Qaeda. And I'm not joking. I mean, it says alternative media questioning. It says in this report, they take different pieces of mainstream news and put it all together. This is an act of their extremist terrorism. Yeah, there are census workers gathered data, Kansas City, and so if you click on the articles, it'll say it. There you go, Big Brother, GPS, American Daily Review, Doorway Census. Go ahead and click on that for folks. Anything else, sir?
She handed me a piece of paper to make me feel better that says your answers are confidential, et cetera, et cetera.
But then it said it was the law that you've got to answer all the questions, but it says only when the code is applicable because they're only allowed to ask you how many people live there. That's it.
Right, and it also says that it will only become public knowledge after 72 years.
Oh, yeah, right. Now, I've got their little sheet they hand out. In fact, here it is. It says it's the law, you've got to do it, and there's a little bitty tiny print at the bottom. In fact, here it is. You can show people. Zoom in on this. This is what you get. Zoom in on that for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. And if you read it down at the bottom, this is blown up, by the way, blown up larger than it is. It tells you only if it has the U.S. code by it. And only a few of the questions have it. It's all color of law fraud as usual. Completely criminal government. U.S. Department of the Census.
Oh, how dare I show this? I'm not allowed to show a government document on TV. YouTube will have to ban me. But meanwhile, they claim they own every book ever published and are publicly stealing them all, hardcore criminals. But it's okay. They're Google CIA run publicly.
Pieces of filth. We'll be exposing them coming up. Everybody should dump Google ads. They're spying on all of you. They're hardcore crooks.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to recap the attack on free speech and the First Amendment in the United States and worldwide, the attack on free speech, openly saying, you criticize and say global warming isn't real, you'll be arrested. You criticize open borders in England, you'll be arrested. You criticize open borders in the U.S., you can't travel to Canada or to England. Draconian Soviet controls, Nazi level controls on free speech, and they're banning YouTube accounts everywhere, libertarian, conservative, anti-war liberal sites. They're just, YouTube's banning everything, replacing it literally with Star Trek episodes. That's what's on their site now, moving all the user videos to subpages where you can't find them, just like they shut down almost completely Google Video. So we're going to recap all that and give you the numbers. Because I know Google and others, I'm already seeing comments by their little minion partners that go around minioning for them. You know, their own little youth brigade like Stalin or Mao had their own little cores out saying, I've already given the numbers out to Google and YouTube. No, we haven't. Those are just listeners doing that first. You're about to hear from the listeners, okay? Because you're saying that we've given your number out, we're going to give it out now. Prepare yourselves. Last time I did this to a local newspaper that attacked me and said there wasn't a North American Union, that I was lying about Sintra being Spanish-owned, taking over the roads, they got over 3,000 phone calls and shut them down for 2 days. That was 4 or 5 years ago. I think you're going to have to get 10 or 20,000 phone calls. And let them know you're going to, I mean, again, Google is a complete fraud anyways now. Totally CIA-run. We've got articles about that. Totally spying on you, tracking you, planning stuff on your computer. And I declare war on you. You declare war on freedom. I declare a Declaration of Independence against you and the Home Secretary degenerate openly saying there's no free speech in England, and the degenerates that run Canada that had me arrested when I went up there to try to cover Bilderberg and told me they were going to put me in prison and set me up. You're degenerate, filthy, dirtbag commissars that want to pull what you did in the Soviet Union, and it isn't happening here, filth. You're going to lose, you bastards. You've gone too far. Do you understand that, scum? And I'm glad you now know we're going to bring you and all the bankers and the Madoffs to justice. Sick of your filth, and I'm not scared of you. I'm not backing down. I'm going in, through, and beyond. 110%, I'm committed. And we know we're drawing blood on you, but you drew first blood. I know we got pay dirt on you. I know we're pounding in on you, and we're teaching the people how much power they've got. And you don't like that, do you? People are deciding they're not slaves anymore. Pieces of trash. There's nothing worse than you running around acting like you're for free speech when you're not, and how you selectively enforce everything. You make me sick as you steal every book ever published. Say it's yours, and then say I can't show a news article attacking me. Anyways, sponsors here. SurvivalSeedBank.com makes this radio show possible. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds is a very, very important thing to do, and they've got just an amazing selection of high-quality heirloom non-GMO seeds. Now, there have been times in history when heirloom seeds have sold for more than gold. Pilgrims, for example, the Solutions from Science is trying to get these heirloom seeds in the hands of the people. Monsanto and others buy up all the major seed stocks. SurvivalSeedBank.com has great prices. SurvivalSeedBank.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalSeedBank.com. Another sponsor is Home Gain. You can check out the little orange gorilla. Probably list him as a hate criminal soon in the media. A little orange gorilla that you link through there, and you can go to Home Gain. You see it up on the screen right now. You can find out how much your home is worth by entering it in. You can find other great realtors, people in your area, great little tricks like the Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. There's a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. There's also a new feature called Street View where you can look at the house at street level and take a virtual walk through the neighborhood you're interested in. You have to see it for yourself. That's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Okay. Let's go to Ernest Hancock. Ernest Hancock's produced for syndicated shows, done his own radio show, met him out at Crawford when we were out there protesting the war. He is a libertarian. He calls the government a gang with a flag, and that's what it is, certainly out of control now, in the words of Thomas Jefferson. They've produced thousands and thousands of Obama deceptions. They put videos up on YouTube of this, and people are doing this all over the country. We should mimic what they're doing. And then they're going to go to this big event when the Obaminator, the Obama, Obama, I love you, when all these people show up at the sports stadium to learn and worship their betrayer, they're going to be there deprogramming at least 10,000 of them, but they're going to need volunteers and help handing out all these DVDs and also maybe having to smuggle some in because, you know, this is America. You're not allowed to hand DVDs out. Ernest Hancock, tell us about what you're doing out there. Okay, we may have lost him. That happens a lot because I'll start ranting and raving, and then they'll get a phone call, and they'll get on the phone call and not be at the phone. Old Mike Rivera was doing that earlier. Do we have him now? Or is he listening on the internet with a two-minute delay? Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah. People email me. They think the internet delay is a setup to censor. Internet just delays, folks. Hey, Ernest, good to have you on with us.
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you again, man. Hey, I tell you, you know, a little correction. We've already started distributing these. We wanted to, it's not just at the event. We did 10,000, we were up to, going up to 15,000 now. They are out every day. They come in at night. We go around. You know, let's let people know here in the Valley, Staples has DVDs on sale for $7.50. Man, we're all over it. We go and take up every bit we can. We produce them. We have 3 11-stack DVD duplicators. We go all night. We make these DVDs. Then we go the next day, a bunch of the guys and the kids and stuff go out on campus, pass them out. They're going to be fully informed well before you have Obama comes here. I'm suspecting he's going to find an excuse not to come to Arizona with all the freed minds that we have using Obama deception. The kids here and the activists, they were so enthusiastic about your film that they wanted to get it out into their peers. So what they did is we helped them with equipment and so on to mass produce this at our workshop here. Then we have our own printing press. We do silk screen. We got our own video and radio studios, and they get to do whatever they want. And this is
I've also noticed you guys
do.
Are smart. The college students are getting some smoking gorgeous girls who are patriots to go out and be the voice of this on local campus TV and radio.
Well, any effort has a cumulative effect. And what has happened is we have the university newspapers have come by and interviewed and taken pictures and promoting this. And a big story is out in the College Times this Thursday. So we have a lot of press that's covering this. So what's happened is before he even gets here, the 90% of the impact that we're going to have will already be there. We also have our own FM transmitters for a little micro pirate radio stations that we do on universities. We're doing in the past years during the revolution all around the country. So we set up one of those. We have big banners that Obama Deception listen at and put the frequency up there.
By the way, you know how we learned about pirate, Ernest, you know how we learned about pirate FM in the country? I'm sure you know. A lot of the Eastern Bloc used those to bring down the Soviets. Even little quarter waters in their neighborhoods used that to smash the enemy and fax machines. We've got greater tools than they had. We need to follow in the example of these great patriots. So tell folks the frequency of that. Tell them what university it is. And then I want to ask for your help. I've made the Obama Deception. It was a bigger success than I thought it would be. Careful what you ask for. We are having hack attacks from the government, hardcore death threats, YouTube channels shut down. I am definitely on their radar. And so I need everybody's support if they try to set me up or plant drugs on me or God knows what they'll do. But I am definitely, the little probe that everybody shot out to the very front reaches. I'm at the very vanguard going into enemy territory. So I need all the fleet cruisers behind me coming into enemy territory to be sure and back me up. Or if I get blown to bits, don't let that intimidate you. Just launch forward against the enemy.
Our thing has been a little bit different. I mean, if you're going to be on the list, it's safer to be at the top of the list, and you're way up there towards the top.
I know, it's quite a feeling.
Safer.
Yeah, my John Hancock is up there. But, how should I counter that, Ernest? I always enjoy your perspective, because it really is, I don't even try to talk about it on air, I just want folks to know what's going on. It's become three-ring circus level. The system is, the eye of Sauron is definitely looking at me now.
Oh, no. There's no doubt. We've been active, a lot of the people here that provided the facility for them. We've been active libertarians since the early 90s. We went through when they had their Missouri list of patriots kind of homeland defense thing. We went through that, and that started here in Phoenix with the FBI, that list back in 94.
Yeah, so those that talk about the Constitution are terrorists, yeah.
Yeah, no, we've been through this. We just take it with, it's just part of the game that they play. It's a psyop. I mean, you're very effective in making sure that people understand it is a psyop. This whole thing is that they can get you afraid. I mean, fear is their only weapon. It's becoming more and more obvious that they don't have any other trick in their bag. It's just making you afraid. In fact, I'll tell the bad guys right now, we have a new campaign that will start. We have no fear. And it's just a big logo, 4x8 of the, squinting eyes, no fear. And then we'll have freedomsphoenix.com on there and the revolution logo. And that's what they don't want. They don't want people to be unafraid. They need them looking to the government to solve whatever problem that they created. So we're just not afraid. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that they're not out to get you. But, fear, if you're afraid, then they already won. You just can't. So the frequency at ASU is going to be 91.3. And then, of course, me telling you they'll try and block it, but it doesn't matter. At the banners that just go out promoting it is enough. It just, because they're so predictable, they can't allow exactly what you're talking about to happen in the Eastern Bloc and so on. Getting the information out is what brought them down. And it's the same thing that's going to happen here. What we have done, and I've noticed over the past few years, since, even after you and I have met in Crawford, what we have learned is that the reason you have such a high demographic of younger people in their 20s and so on during this revolution and such is because they grew up and matured in their teenage years along with the internet in the mid-90s. It's all these guys born after 1980, And they have, for the first time in human history, have the ability to just hit the truth button.
Millennials. That's why the media tells them millennials and Generation X are scum. No, we're not scum.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In 1814, we took a little trip. More of your calls coming up. I'm going to recap what Google, the owner of YouTube, has done to us, and we need you to call the numbers there for the Alex Jones channel, and millions, over a million views a week goes away. And thousands of videos, an incredible library they torched through false copyright claims for showing a news article. How asinine is that? Now, Ernest Hancock, I got to have you up for a full hour in the near future. Just an amazing individual, always out there setting bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. Obama and the entire Republican Democratic Party, they keep saying, we're rebranding the Democrats, we're rebranding the Republicans, we're new, we've changed. You see that on Fox and CNN, but they're not changing. So the system is imploding. Congress still has an approval rating in single digits. And now the Obama Kool-Aid, the Obama hex, or the Obama spell, is wearing off the Obama supporters. And they're realizing, my gosh, this guy lied about everything. I mean, that's why the Obama deception smashes him, because it shows how day one he turned over everything, hired nothing but law. What effect is it having there at the campus? And you say you've handed out 10,000?
Oh, it got them motivated to come do stories. The first girl that was representing the campus newspapers came in. She was wearing a Hope shirt. So she really got a dose from a lot of the young guys wanting to show her all kinds of stuff. And she left with some new things to think about. And it's the future for us, I think, is secure, but it has to go through a phase. In the end, freedom always wins. It just gets really messy first. And we need to prepare for the messy part. Like on freedomsphoenix.com and on your sites and so on, we're doing the same kinds of things. We're promoting, you know, firearms training and get your heirloom seeds and making sure that you're not, you know, having a bad diet and that you're, you know, getting your mind right around what's happening and your family and take care of your personal relationships and quit worrying so much about the fear. And it's good that we had the last couple of years for these young people to go through this revolution process and with the Ron Paul thing, because they got to see how the system really works and treats.
Absolutely. And we had, exactly, we see a lot of negative people when Paul didn't win saying it was a defeat. We gained massive ground. The libertarian patriot idea became dominant on universities, a third rail, something separate from the controlled left-right. And now people know about the private Federal Reserve. Now they've got 115 sponsors, up from 112 yesterday, to audit the private Fed. We're on the march. The empire's on the run, brother.
You know, and I think they know it, too. That's why they've amped up the rhetoric and the speed at which they're doing what they're doing. Because there is no saving it. You know, a lot of people go, well, Ernie, what can we do to... You can't save it. You just need to survive it. You know, I have four children from 19 to 23. My daughter just got married Saturday, my oldest daughter. And, you know, I have, you know, them to think about the future and my grandchildren coming and all this. And I can see where the revolution kind of starts to focus not just on the younger people, but as you become a grandfather and you get into that age bracket, you kind of get locked here. It's not like I can go to some other country or just leave. You have so much room.
No, I was about to say, now that I have three children, I can envision my grandchildren. And it was just like when I had that professor on from the Netherlands, from Denmark. He was saying Netherlands for Denmark. You know, he's getting attacked for exposing how there was thermite in the buildings, and he did the test. But he said, when I look at my four grandchildren and my children, it doesn't even matter. I mean, there's not even a question. That's the thing. I'm not worried about being tortured, killed. And if we have that attitude, we're going to win. It's the cowering that lets the evil win. It's so good to have courage and be committed. It's not even courage. I don't care. I'm telling the truth. I'm pulling out the stops. I don't have fear anymore. My only fear is that I don't work hard enough to light enough bushfires in the minds of men and women to kick these people's butts, Ernest.
You know, you had a couple of really good points in your movie that I thought, you know, like KRS-One did a great job. You know, and the whole thing was edited very well. But I tell you the one thing. For my generation, people that, you know, kind of know the history, that really had an impact on me. And a lot of people probably didn't see, you know, realize it. But we had that one segment that the first job that Obama got coming out of college was given to him by Kissinger. You didn't even need to have any more movie. I already got it.
Absolutely. And Geithner got his first job through one of his subsidiaries. I mean, this is a criminal crew. So where does it go from here? How do folks volunteer and get involved to get more Obama deceptions out at that university and other universities? Folks, don't wait. Take action.
If they go on YouTube and you just put in Operation ASU, it'll explode all over the place, and they'll see what we're doing and additional videos that they put up as them actually handing them out on campus and doing different things. These people are committed. You know, these people, they understand their future. They're,
and we need Ernest Stether. I'll do a few more minutes with him. We're going to take calls and cover the YouTube stuff on the final half hour coming up. But I want to finish up when we get back. The point is, folks, take action. Devastate the enemy in the info war. Nothing can stop you. Crush everything.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful, unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you, and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Okay, I got a bunch of calls. Robert, Mike, Michelle, Sherry, and Wendy. I'll at least get to those, but I've got to recap what YouTube subsidiary minions have done, Google subsidiary minions, YouTube have done, and all this other stuff going on with just open attacks on free speech everywhere. I mean, it is just off the charts. Finishing up with Ernest Hancock out there with freedomsphoenix.com. We are Change Phoenix, Arizona. Incredibly active out there. Finishing up, what is the response so far? I know I asked this, but I want to hear specifically. What are the Obamanoids doing and the right-wingers? Because when they see this film, a right-winger goes, oh, good, it's bashing Obama. They watch it and they find out it exposes the controlled right as well. And it shatters their paradigm in the experience I've had. That's what the film's designed to do, is take the blinders off, stop the little false, you know, orbit of left, right around each other's in this binary system. And what is it doing to the left? I mean, who are you finding is the hardest to deprogram out there?
You know, the left, we had a lot of experience with the left in the anti-war part of this. So they were already, when Obama started, you know, bombing Pakistan and adding into Afghanistan and not pulling out of Iraq, I think pretty much the bloom on the rose was done. And this was a very empowering and gave them the idea of where they should be directing their effort. But I tell you, the biggest thing is a lot of the people that were very hardcore Obama supporters, I think they kind of knew that this was all just a sham. It was to bring in what they wanted was the centralized, central planned elite kind of government thing, and they were going to get a part in it.
Exactly, exactly. I've talked to the hardcore. I've talked to the hardcore Obama supporters, and they're like, "Communism, we're going to get your gun." And I go, "Well, wait a minute, but Obama works for the banks." That's right. It's a power trip. It's we're going to suck off the middle class. We're parasites. We're going to get power. Go ahead.
No, I think that's exactly right. So, and you can see a lot of the people that they counted on, and you know when I really started to see it was when we were in Crawford. The blogs that were there, when they mowed down all those Arlington West crosses and so on, the Obama people that were heavy on the blogs there from the Freedom House did not want that reported. And it started to see what was happening. They were there to control the media in such a way as to get the war, the extraction from the war, they tried to get Cindy Sheehan, and this is where their break was, is they wanted her to advocate the slow withdrawal, the removal, not this immediate thing.
And she didn't sell out. She didn't sell out. She kept her soul. Briefly, and then I got to let you go. I'll have you back on, because I was out there quite a few times. But you sit out there a lot. And I talked to Cindy, too. I interviewed her when I was out at the Denver thing. They came to her, explain what was really happening, how the crosses symbolizing the troops got mowed over, and what they came to her with.
Yeah, no, this whole thing was wanted her to advocate for slow withdrawal to be what Obama is doing now, and she wouldn't do it, and then she lost favor with this machine that they had. And I could see since then what the Obama machine has all been key individuals that have the ability to do what you're talking about with Google Video and YouTube and all that. They want to eliminate access to disinformation of people, and your film has been very effective in us being able to get them exposed to it, and it's had a big impact. These young people are mad, or they're just disillusioned or whatever, but they're being woken up. And the older generation, you know, I really don't worry about. I've always been of the opinion when I was young in the early 90s that they're just going to have to die off and the next generation come replace it. So I don't even worry about them. It's the youth. It's them. That's why it's not my debt.com is what we did to put up that you can't indebt the unborn. We have billboards all over Phoenix that is just on that one issue. You cannot indebt the unborn to fund your crap. They will rebel and we're going to help.
And speaking of that, now Bloomberg's reporting 14.8 trill. It was 12.8 trill. Now they've added 2 trillion on top. At this rate, 1 year from the banker takeover, it'll be 26 trill. 26 trillion. I mean, these numbers. And now the Democrats on top of that want another 92 billion today. And I mean, it's just an orgy of stealing and corruption. I mean, when does it end, Ernest? These people have gone completely over the edge.
Oh, Bernanke's traded his helicopter for a blimp. I mean, there is no limit. They're going to go until Dr. Paul understands. We've understood. Libertarians have known for decades. It's simple math. It's arithmetic. Sooner or later, the dollar goes away. It's what they're going to try and do after that.
That's right. They've got offshore banks. They've got offshore banks. They've got villas outside the country. They don't care. I mean, they admit we're raping you. We're destroying you. We have SWAT teams. Shut up. We rule. And
I'm going to tell you this, Alex. This is a good one. We had these signs. We made a bunch of different signs. You know, we were revolutionary putting signs all over. And one time we were videotaping because we had all girls. It was like a dozen women were just making all these signs. And we're videotaping. And they made a sign that said, "The Fed did it," with a dollar sign and an arrow going down. "The Fed did it." And I asked one girl, Renee Houlihan, she has her own little talk show here, and I said, "Renee, the Fed did what?" And she goes, "They printed money and bought gold with it." If that doesn't sum it up.
They're real bastards, aren't they? And drove down the price so they could gobble it all up. Ernest Hancock, we'll talk to you soon. When is the puppet, the thespian Shakespearean Academy Award-winning actor, showing up in the City of the Sun?
Well, it's supposed to be here May 13th. But, you know, we will have the maximum impact already. I mean, we've already flooded this. When he comes, we're not going to go through the anal probes down there, let individuals do whatever they want, but I'm going to be a tavern, man. I already did my job.
Okay, so, but I mean, we are encouraging folks to infiltrate in America. Oh, my God, secret police may get us with a few dozen DVDs in their pocket or whatever give people inside the brainwashing camp, or as people converge in, the folks from the town to worship the Savior, we can give them the blasphemy then.
Oh, yeah, no, they're doing individuals. We're all about individuals. You know, they can do whatever they want. I wanted to make sure this stuff got out well before, weeks before he even
got. And, of course, you're also encouraging the students to take the DVDs you've given them and make their own copies.
Oh, absolutely. They're, you know, just even on the covers and the information in there, it says that. So it's like, you know, we printed up our own little covers that go with it and instructions and what to do. And this is already taken hold to the point that the lamestream media, the media so last century, are finally starting to get a little attention on this. But it's the campus papers, it's the campus blogs, it's the campus people that are having the most exposure of this, you know, putting it out across the country, right, inspiring others, as you have. I understood the power of your movie. I got it right away, and so did these kids.
Ernest, you're awesome. We appreciate you and all the other folks across the country and the world doing this. And we'll talk to you after His Lordship has been there. Thank you so much. Ernest Hancock, take care.
Bye.
Okay, I promised to get your calls. And the first hour, second hour, I ranted quite a bit about the attack on free speech. It was very detailed. I know we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Folks are going to grab this video off PrisonPlanet.tv and kind of edit pieces together for the web to expose YouTube to then infiltrate their operation and expose what they've done. Please take the audio from earlier and mix in all the key points I made. Make your own points. Please take the articles I reference and show people. Because folks aren't going to believe this, that you get arrested in England if you criticize the open borders. They don't know that all over the world, the UN says the model will be with your standardized national ID card globally standardized through your national ID card, that if you're not a good globalist, you won't be able to travel. You're not going to be able to have a job. Everything's going to be tracked and traced with global carbon taxes. This is all admitted, but now it's happening. Talk show host banned from UK for political opinions. The Home Secretary posted his name, Michael Savage, and others, and said, if you criticize immigrants or open borders, you're banned from England, and you'll be arrested in England if you do it. This is an open, giant. In fact, show folks this article. And show them this. I forgot this. Here's the UN involved with the censuses, but anyway, side issue. So much information overload. This is Soviet tyranny. I mean, this is Nazi tyranny. This is in your face. And then we have this. We put out last week, but it's finally gotten national attention today, the appendix of terror groups, and it says independent media that takes mainstream media and makes connections, that you're basically a terrorist. This is the latest Homeland Security. Burma's covered this in detail last night. And it says, alternative media, a term used to describe various information sources that provide a forum for interpretations of events and issues that differ radically from those presented in mass media products and outlets. And they tell the police, just like they say veterans the number one threat, gun owners, ammo buyers, they say they are terrorists. They could be terrorists that want to kill you. And it just goes on. It says, if you're against abortion, period, you're a terrorist. It says, if you're anti-immigration, it says, if you're against open borders, you're a terrorist. Anti-technology, if you're worried about, you know, robot killers in the army, decentralized terror movement. It says anybody who's politically active, who's a loner, a terrorist. It literally goes on and on. Leaderless resistance. Everything our founding fathers talked about, and they mix it in with Nazis and people. So, see, first they take Nazis' free speech because they're unsavory, and then they take your free speech. And they're now, I've been detained, told I was arrested for 15 hours in Canada because I was there to cover Bilderberg. They said, that's illegal to do. They said, we're going to set you up and put you in prison. That came out in mainstream news. Canada doesn't let George Galloway come into Canada. England doesn't let Michael Savage go in over there. They're putting people on all these lists. England is arresting BBC reporters that say rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals, and they say the word homosexual, just to say the word, which isn't even derogatory, is arrestable offense. He was arrested, Robin Page. I have hundreds of examples. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. Then, our unofficial YouTube page that was nothing but my video show, the simulcasted TV show that a fan started a year and a half ago, was getting on average. I was just counting this up last week, and YouTube was telling them in emails, one more strike, you get two strikes in a year. The third one, you're banned. And they sent him one from a year and a half ago over a video clip, which was obviously fair use, a short clip of the news, but whatever. Then he got a message suddenly last week saying, we're counting those strikes from a year before. It's supposed to go away according to their rules in a year. Didn't. They said, we're keeping that strike. And now we're looking at your account because you showed, and they showed him the order from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You showed the news article about the Pittsburgh shooter, an article attacking me saying I influenced him killing. Now, that stuff all had to get retracted later. What did the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette do? They say I can't show an article I'm in and defend myself. It's not enough to libel me. They have to then say I'm not allowed to counter them now. I mean, if that isn't tyranny, I don't know what is. So, I saw this last night, posted an article about it up on InfoWars.com and PrisonBlock.com. I'm going to ask Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson to write an article about this. And yes, I saw some of the YouTube moderators and minions on there going, look at Alex giving out our number. Oh, I hadn't done that yet, but since you accused me of it, we're going to do it right now. But it's more important to call the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and say you put in a internet takedown notice of copyright infringement saying we can't show a news article, which Washington Journal does, which In the Papers, is the name of a news show for decades in New York TV. Everybody shows news clips on TV. It's totally protected, especially 110% if it's about you. I can show an article attacking me saying I basically influence people to commit cop killing and defend myself, you bastards. You have reached the very definition of racketeering against the First Amendment to suppress my free speech, to protect my name in association with murder. I mean, I couldn't think of a better court case against you. Malicious intent to stop my free speech and defending myself, because the video they got rid of was a clip of a Sunday show where I countered it after that Saturday. So here is the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette phone number. David Schermbeman, executive editor, 412-263-1890. 412-263-1890. Susan Smith, managing editor, 412-263-1858. I mean, come on, you got to allow me to defend myself when you basically imply I had the cops killed. I mean, you got to go ahead and let me defend myself, you bastards. You going to claim it's a copyright to give your stinking little phone number out? It isn't enough. You're trying to destroy my life. You won't let me defend myself, you bastards. Susan Smith, managing editor, 412-263-1858. Mary Leonard, deputy managing editor, 412-263-0443. Call them today, tomorrow, until they take down their fake copyright claim on me. You people make me they're claiming it's a photocopy, too, because they took his MySpace photo that the Southern Poverty Law Center gave him within hours. In the computers, they give him the MySpace, and they say his MySpace photo is theirs, too. You guys make me sick. How much damage you got to do to me before you're done? You're drawing first blood. Watch your ass. Excuse me, folks. I'm really fired up today. I apologize. I'm tired of being implied I'm cop killing, and I'm tired of all of my free speech being violated. Anyways, you can call their newsroom, 412-263-1973. You can just go to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and find their phone numbers online, but there they are on screen. Now, here is another really important one. You call YouTube, who claims that their parent company, Google, owns all books ever published and are digitizing them and putting them on the web, making advertising money off of them. I mean, these are the biggest open thieves of data. But see, they're government-backed and government-founded. They really are government-front. We've proven that. We've had CIA agents on to expose it. It's been mainstream news. So they're allowed to break all the rules. I can't show a news article on air, but you claim you own my book and every other book ever published? I mean, you people are sick. Okay, here it is. I just called and got an operator, was happy to take my call, just as YouTube does not take any inbound calls. However, I have learned that when you bark up at the top of the tree, things get done. Follow my exact instructions and respectfully tell them that you are displeased with YouTube pulling the Alex Jones channel. Follow these steps. Step one, dial 650-253-0000. 650-253-0000. Step two, dial 8 to search by last name. I would just get the operators and demand the person yourself. Dial 8 to search by name. Just call people randomly there. Step 3, when it asks for you to enter the first few letters of the person's last name, do the following. Shalar Kamagar, Vice President, Product Management. Dial 52626 and wait. 52626, then wait. Operator will ask you to push. See, they think you're too dumb to go through this trouble. This is meant so you. Operator will ask you to push 1 or 2 to speak to Salazar or Salar. Push the correct number. David Un, and once you dial in, you dial 32843 and others. So here's their main number, 650-253-0000, 650-253-0000. Now, again, they took the site down for a news article. Okay, that's the one that did it. And if they can get away with this and just condition us that they can selectively enforce and do what they want, I mean, this is the company stealing every bit of media on planet publicly and thumbing their nose at everybody. Saying all books ever written they own, and they just literally say, we're with the government, we have SWAT teams standing by. Ha, we're liberal, do no evil. Bull, you're CIA.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
You know, I'm going to be hosting the first hour of Jason Burmes' show tonight. I'm going to be up there working on a film I'm going to announce tomorrow. It's done tonight. A little special, something quick we're putting out. Bop-a-boom. Boom. And Robert, Sherry, Wendy, Greg, Michael, you can all call in there. I'm going to go to Sherry and Wendy right now, but I'll be on. I want to hear what happened when you called Google, what happened when you called the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette tonight in that first hour. Then we'll throw it over to Stuart Rhodes with the Oath Keepers. Reports on that and Jason Burmes for another 2 hours. So 9 o'clock Central tonight, special transmission on the attack on free speech in the United States. Don't forget, they've shut down our YouTube channel. We have an auxiliary backup, the InfoWarrior. Links to that up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But just Google YouTube, the InfoWarrior, and it'll come up. That was Burmes' channel. We're going to make that my main channel for now and make a new auxiliary for him. So that is going on. Just amazing attacks on free speech everywhere. Before I take some final calls from Sherry and Wendy, at least, and I apologize to everybody else, I did want to tell you about one final sponsor, and that's New Silver Solution. This really is a great nano silver. You've heard all the medical doctors we've had on telling you that in all the studies, this is an antibacterial and antiviral. You take an antibiotic, it doesn't take care of viruses. You're taking antiviral, it doesn't take care of bacteria. Well, this attacks them all. Is it a silver bullet, pun intended? It certainly helps, and that's been proven. So check them out at SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. I mean, when I get a sore throat, folks, I start guzzling silver. And colloidal generators are great, but this makes them even smaller with their patented system. SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com. Check them out today. They also have a lot of topical super silver gels that are really excellent for topical things. Just amazing. Check out all their products at SupernaturalSilver.com. Okay, let's go to Sherry in Nevada. Come on in. What's going on?
Hi, Alex. Hold on.
He just ran in here. I apologize. What's going on?
Somebody sent us a fax a while back, and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette posted Poplawski's Social Security number on their website. So I got that fax right now. And
what kind of psychos are these?
I don't know. I mean, they can do it. You know, they could post somebody's Social Security number, but we, you know, you can't hold an article up. It's crazy.
About me? I'm sorry. Right, okay. Yeah, but I'm going after them all. Ma'am, I apologize. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Sherry. I'm a member of your station, and I was wondering if there's any way you can up it from $5.95 to like $10 a month, so that would help you continue with what you're doing.
It would just be better, and I wouldn't have to have so many ads and things, if folks would just, everybody that's listening would become a member or think about becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. I mean, I'm trying to get the videos out free, a lot of them. I just don't have the money.
And yeah,
so
I know.
So it is members that are subsidizing the few videos I make, you know, and put out for free. You know, people that tell me I should give them all out for free, where does the money come from? People should support all of our AM and FM affiliates as well. You know, they've got a lot of cost as well. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's just what my suggestion, because I think most people would be willing to pay, you know, $10 to help you through this hard time, you know, so you can stay on the air.
You know, I want to keep it low. And I mean, the model of me trying to give videos out free, we're so popular that, I mean, I'd probably have to be worth $10 million or something to go. I mean, that's how much bandwidth costs. I mean, I'm spending 20-something grand a month just on bandwidth right now. Well, that's only for CDNs. The rest of the servers, well, another $5,000-$6,000? $26,000 a month? I mean, it's hard to crack that nut every month, but it is the PrisonPlanet.tv members that allow us to do that, at least part of it. Thank you so much. You know, I'm sorry to, we'll let Wendy take us out of here. Wendy in Texas, go ahead.
Hi, I want to bring attention to the SB 298, which has passed the Senate.
Is that the hate crimes bill?
That is the Texas bill that lets them search, and it's a sobriety checkpoint is what it's supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, warrantless sobriety. You know, I forgot about the hate bill that passed the Senate. I mean, past committee that would go after free speech. I mean, we're being hit everywhere. Back tonight. Call me back tonight, man. We'll first the line. 9 to midnight. We'll be here on the Info Warrior. And then back tomorrow, 11 to 3. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Go get Google. Get them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.